I call the meeting of the Agriculture, Finance, and Policy Committee to order. A quorum is present. Representative Smith, would you like to move the minutes of April 2nd?
Yes, Chair. Move the minutes of April 2nd. Is that the correct
one? Yeah. Representative Smith moves the minutes for April 2nd, 2025. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. Members in the public, today we are going to be walking through the Delete All Amendment to House File 2446. This is the budget bill for the Agriculture, Finance, and Policy Committee. This meeting will be a walkthrough of the DE4 amendment and the spreadsheet. No action will be taken. The deadline to submit amendments to the DE4 electronically to the committee administrator, Peter Strohmeyer, is 1 p.m. on Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. The deadline to submit written testimony or to sign up to testify is also by 1 p.m. on Tuesday, April 8th, 2025, to the committee administrator. On Wednesday, the committee will take public testimony, additional member questions, mark up the bill, and vote. Again, we are not voting or moving on the bill today. We're going to start with a couple introductory comments by Chair Anderson and myself, and then we'll move to nonpartisan staff. Chair Anderson.
Thank you, Chair Hansen and members. Well, we got it done. And I think, first of all, and I don't want to take your thunder either, but I think we need to say a big thank you to our staff. We pretty much spent the weekend working on this bill. We had a lot of agreement when we left here Thursday or Friday, but things always pop up, and we worked together and compromised and got the bill done. And if I could characterize the work on this ag finance bill, it would be, it was much like a conference committee, because if we had put the bill together, it would have looked a little bit different. And I think if Chair Hansen had put the bill together, it would have looked a little bit different. But what we have today is a compromise between both sides, both parties, and a lot of good things in the bill. And I just want to show my appreciation. Megan Muhlenkamp and Ken Savory, my goodness, thank you. I don't know if you had plans for the weekend, but a lot of that time was spent with us, so thank you very much, and really appreciate it. Peter Strohmeyer and Mark Knisely, thanks to you as well. You're right there when we had questions and moving ahead. So, yeah, a real team effort by both teams, by both sides, and we have a good bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair Anderson. And I would echo the thanks to staff. It's very important, and these, when we're writing major budget bills, there's a lot of detail, and so we have to look at them, set them down, look at them again, look at them again, and then make sure we get it right. I do want to also congratulate Chair Anderson. He is an honorable man, and we were able to negotiate in good faith together and produce this report. A couple things, just direction that we had. We are very lucky in agriculture to have support from both caucuses for a positive target. And I want to thank leadership in both parties for that. And hopefully we can keep a positive target in conferencing with the Senate. That target had some amounts of the $17 million were divided between the Republican caucus and the Democratic caucus. And we were able to agree on things that were joint priorities. In addition, there was a directive from leadership about no policy. And then also, I think everyone's aware of the two letters we've received from committees about not having direct appropriations to nonprofits. So those were what we were keeping in mind as we compiled this bill and put the bill together. And if there's any questions on that, we can take those at the end. We're going to walk through the bill. So first, Ken Savory, House Fiscal and Analysis Department.
Chair and members, for the tape, Ken Savory, nonpartisan House Fiscal. I'll be speaking today from a document in your packets. It's a fiscal spreadsheet. In the upper right-hand corner, it'll say updated on 4/7/2025 at 8:57 a.m. And on the left-hand side corner, upper corner, you'll see it references House File 2446, the DE4 amendment, which is the amendment that is also in your packets. I'll be going over the changes that were in the DE4 as compared to base. These could be appropriations that were modified or new appropriations entirely or appropriations that were changed upwards or downwards. We'll start with the change items for the Protection Services Division of the Department of Agriculture, which is line 34. It contains an operating adjustment, which is identical to the governor's ask. It's $1,344,000 in FY 26-27 and $1,848,000 in FY 28-29. Before I get too far ahead, just a refresher, the DE amendment columns are columns O through W on the right-hand side. The second change item is for county ag inspectors. This is a new appropriation of $1.5 million on FY 26-27, and then the identical amount in FY 28-29. Line 36 is an appropriation for a biosolid and sewage sludge technical eval panel. It's $100,000 only in the first year. Line 37 is a study of the Olmsted County Soil Health Program. It's $100,000 in the first year. Line 39 is additional appropriations to the meat inspection program at the department. It's $1,700,000 in FY 26-27 and an identical amount in FY 28-29. Line 40 is an appropriation for restricted use pesticide plant updates. It's $150,000 in the first year. Line 41 is the biofertilizer innovation and efficiency program. It's $1,217,000 in FY 26-27, and then $2.1 million in FY 28-29. Line 42 is an increase to the wolf compensation program of $236,000 in FY 26-27, and then $236,000 in 28-29. Line 43 is an increase to the elk crop damage compensation of $250,000 in the first biennium and $250,000 in the tails. Line 44 is an identical governor's item related to a reduction in appropriations to the soil health equipment grants. It's $640,000 negative in FY 26-27 and the identical amount in the tails. The total change items for protection services is on line 48, and that's $5,957,000 in the first biennium and then $6,994,000 in the tails. Moving on to the promotion and marketing, the promotion and marketing subsection. We'll see on line 94 and 95 are two change items. The first one is on line 94. It relates to a reduction of the previous appropriation in FY25 for the green fertilizer production facilities. This is an identical $3 million reduction that was carried by the governor's bill. Line 95 is an appropriation for farm safety, health, and wellness. It's $200,000 in FY26-27, and then also has a base appropriation in FY28-29 to set up the tails in a future biennium. Flipping the page once more to page 3, our change items related to Agri. The first change items are on lines 38 and 39. It's an extension of the previous Agri appropriation that would have expired, and so this just allows the appropriation in FY25 to be moved forward into a future biennium. Line 141 is an increased appropriation to the Farm to School and Early Childhood Child Care Program. It's $2 million above the base in FY26-27, and then $2 million in FY28-29. Line 146 is a new Agri program called Agri Works. It's $850,000 in 26-27 and then $732,000 in FY28-29. Line 147 is for the Agri Support Program. It's $1,853,000 in the first biennium and $1,730,000 in the tails. Then on line 148 is a reduction to the Dairy with an I program that was in the previous Agri, but is still available. It's a reduction of $500,000. Line 149 is the Livestock Protection Grant, which is specified for avian influenza that was carried in a previous supplemental bill. You'll see in the 26 and 27 columns that the numbers there of $225,000 a year are brackets. Those are being, this appropriation is being carved out of the existing agri base. And then the appropriation is sustained by additional additional dollars of $450,000 in 28 and 29. And then moving on to page number 5 are the change items for the admin and financial services division of the department. Line 208 is the operating increase as prescribed by the governor, $340,000 in the first biennium, and then $406,000 in the tails. Line 209 is an increase to the Minnesota Ag Education Leadership Council, MALC, of $300,000 in FY26-27, and then $300,000 in FY28-29. Line 217 is the broadband installation study of $100,000 on the first year. Line 218 is for the local food purchasing assistance program. It's $2 million in the first biennium and $2 million in the tails. Line 219 is a deletion of the appropriation to Second Harvest Heartland. It's $3.4 million in 26 and 27, and then the identical amount in the tails. Line 220 is a new grant program regarding regarding surplus milk. It's $1.7 million in FY26-27, and the identical amount in 28 and 29. Line 221 is a deletion of the Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation appropriation. It's negative $50,000 in FY26 and negative $50,000 in FY28-29. Line 223 is a deletion to the Climate Implementation Coordinator. It's a deletion of $300,000 in FY26-27 and then the identical amount in 28-29. Line 224 is the Farm Down Payment Assistance Grants Program. It's $100,000 of additional funding in 26 and 27, and then $800,000 of additional funding in 28 and 29. And then line 225 is $3.1 million for the Dairy Processing Wastewater Assistance for First District Association. It's only in the first year and does not carry into the tails. And chair and members, that completes the Department of Agriculture. We'll move down a few lines to change items for the Board of Animal Health. You'll see on line 261 an operating adjustment of $714,000 for the Board of Animal Health in both 26 and 27, and then an identical amount in 28 and 29. And then flipping the page, you'll see for AURI, you'll see an operating adjustment of $282,000, which is identical to the amount requested by the governor of $136,000 in FY26-27. And then $182,000 in FY28-29. Moving further down, you'll see there are no changes to the Deed Office of Broadband Development, but it does maintain its base funding on line 297 of $2,002,000 in FY26-27 and the identical amount in 28-29, so that agency remains at base. Moving on to some of the transfers that occur in the bill. Those change items can be found on line 329 on page number 7. The first one is a increase in the tails to the FBM program under the agreed program for MALC. It's $1.5 million in FY28-29. On line 330 is an agreed general base increase that occurs in FY28 and 29 of $542,000. Line 331 is a new appropriation for AGREET, which is related to prion research. It's $347,000 and only occurs in the first year of the biennium. Line 332 is an additional appropriation or additional transfer that would go into the pollinator account. It's $53,000 and only occurs in FY26. Line 333 is a transfer to the University of Minnesota regarding heritage oilseed research. It's $250,000 each fiscal year in 26 and 27, and then identical transfers occurring to the U of M in the tails. And then line 334 is a $4 million transfer that would occur from the general fund to the Ag Emergency account. And then my colleague, Ms. Mullenbeck, will go over the specific language details about that transfer and what can be done with the money. Chair and members, just a general fund summary is on line 338. For the Department of Agriculture, receiving appropriations of $19,650,000 above the base in FY 2026-27, and then $16,104,000 in FY 2028-29. For the Board of Animal Health and AORI, it's those one change items that I previewed earlier. So it's $714,000 for the Board of Animal Health, and then AORI, $136,000 in FY 2026-27, and then $182,000 in the tails. Additionally, you'll see line 344, which is the revenue adjustments or carry forward, which is the combination of the reduction to the Dairy with an Eye program, as well as the reduction to the green fertilizer program. So you'll see that $3.5 million now counting as carry forward revenue in FY 2026. And then you'll see on line 345 is the net impact of all those changes, including those cancellations and reappropriations. The committee's target, you'll see in column S, was $17 million in FY 2026-27. And then in column W, you'll see the same amount of $17 million as well. So the committee has met its target. And then, chair and members, just lastly, flipping the page over, just to point out a few things. You'll see on line 372, these are the various transfers in to the various accounts that match up with the various transfers out that I talked about earlier. And then you'll see on the bottom of the page, beginning on line 401, this is an agri detail breakdown in terms of each individual carve out and available amount within agri as described by the bill. You'll see that there are various changes related to farm to school, and then the changes related to agri works, agri support on line 412 and 413 respectively. And then also the additional dollars related to specified or related to livestock protection grants on line 414. I'll point out that there is no language within agri that requires an up to amount. These are all designations as prescribed by the bill. So the previous up to language is not included in this, and it remains as the language was introduced. And chair and members, that wraps up the walkthrough of the spreadsheet. Now I turn it over to my colleague.
Megan Mullenbeck, welcome.
Chair members, my name is Megan Mullenbeck, House Research. I'll be walking through the D4 amendment. Article 1 is appropriations for agriculture, and Section 1 is just boilerplate setting up the appropriation format. Section 2 is appropriations to the MDA, with Subdivision 1 being the total appropriation. Subdivision 2, Protection Services, goes to MDA's pesticide and fertilizer management, lab services, plant protection, dairy and meat inspection, and food and feed safety. Paragraph A is an appropriation from the remediation fund to the voluntary cleanup program. B is soil health financial assistance program. Paragraphs C and D are both Representative Burkle's bill, HF 271. For wolf and elk depredation that we heard on February 26th. Then paragraph E is for lab equipment replacement. F is for meat and poultry inspection services. Paragraph G is Chair Anderson's bill, HF 39, that provides grants to counties for county ag inspectors that attend training and work with the MDA. Paragraph H appropriates money for Chair Anderson's Biofertilizer Innovation and Efficiency Program, found in Article 2. Paragraph I appropriates money to the MDA to conduct a study with MPCA, MDH, the Met Council, and a technical panel of scientific experts on the effects of the land application of PFAS-contaminated biosolids. Paragraph J appropriates money to the MDA to evaluate the economic and environmental performance of Olmsted County's groundwater protection and soil health initiative that was discussed in Representative Smith's bill HF 2916 that we heard last Wednesday. Paragraph K appropriates money to the MDA to update the restricted use pesticide plan to account for modifications made in the policy article. And then L is an operating increase. Subdivision 3 appropriates money to MDA's Ag Marketing and Development Division. Paragraph A is for Dairy Development and Profitability Enhancement Program. B is for the cost share payments to, for the cost of organic certification. Paragraph C is Chair Anderson's bill HF 1702 that we heard on March 5th that supports mental health outreach and farm safety. Then the rest of page 7 to the top of page 13 is the appropriation to Agri, with clause 1 being for county fairs, clause 2 going towards the advanced biofuel production incentive, renewable chemical production incentive, biomass thermal production incentive, and siting production incentive. Clause 3 is Chair Anderson's bill HF 43 that we heard on March 3rd for biofuel infrastructure grants. And members may note that the agency's increased to 20 retail sites as the max threshold for these grants. Clause 4 is for meat, poultry, egg, and milk processing. Clause 5 is the Farm to School and Early Care Program rider that we discussed last Wednesday. Notably, this is the department's language that doesn't have the same eligibility requirements as Representative Vang and Nelson's bills. Clause 6 is for Urban Ag. 7 is for the Good Food Access Program. Clause 8 is for co-op development grants. 9 and 10 are Chair Hansen's bill, HF 2579, that we heard on March 26th, that creates the AgriWorks and support programs to oversee a competitive grant process. Clause 11 is for installing measures to prevent transmission of avian influenza, such as the lasers that we saw pictures of on March 5th. Subdivision 4 is for agency admin and financial assistance. Paragraph A is for county and district ag societies. B is for mail C. C is for the farm down payment assistance grants. Paragraph D was previously part of the Second Harvest grant rider, but now directs the MDA to use this money for milk distribution for food shelves. E is for a grant to Region 5. Paragraph F is for the emerging farmers office. G is the operating increase. H is for farm advocate services. Paragraph I goes to First District for their wastewater pretreatment project that we heard on February 10th. Paragraph J is Representative Lee's bill, HF 2102, that we heard on March 19th, that creates a local food purchasing grant program. Paragraph K appropriates money to the MDA to award a competitive grant to conduct a study to look into causes for the incorrect marking of installing broadband infrastructure. Section 3 appropriates money to the Board of Animal Health, and Section 4 funds AURI, and both of these sections have operating increases. Section 5 is transfers to the University of Minnesota and to MDA accounts in the Ag Fund and Special Revenue Fund. Paragraph A is for the Ag Emergency Account, $2 million of which is unencumbered, and the other $2 million may be used for bird flu monitoring purposes that Chair Hansen has brought as an amendment on March 5th and 19th. Paragraph C is a transfer to the pollinator research account. D is for the Minnesota Grown account. E is the AGREET transfer, which includes the Agricultural Experiment Stations Ag Rapid Response Fund, research on avian influenza, grants to mail C, potato research, forever green, wild rice, North Central Research Outreach Center. And 8 is Chair Hansen's bill, HF 2778, that we heard on March 26th, that funds prion research. Paragraph G is a similar heritage oil seeds and grains provision that was carried in Representative Vang's bill, 2023 Finance and Policy Bill, but provides base funding for this transfer. Paragraph H is a transfer to the Ag and Environmental Revolving Loan Account. Section 6 has two cancellations. A cancels $3 million from Green Fertilizer Program, and B cancels $500,000 from Dairy with an I. Notably, this has an effective date of the day following final enactment. Policy 2 is the policy article. Section 1 increases the max farm down payment assistance grant to $20,000. Sections 2 through 4 are Representative Nelson's bill, HF 2667, that we heard last Wednesday, that exempts those that mix, load, and transport restricted-use pesticides from being licensed as long as they are supervised. And Section 5 is Chair Anderson's bill, HF 2683, that we heard last Wednesday, and it includes a new requirement that MDA evaluate the environmental and economic outcomes of the program. Then the final article, Article 3, is for broadband, and Section 1 is just boilerplate setting up the appropriation format, and Section 2 appropriates money to deed for the Office of Broadband Development.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions? Any questions? Representative Anderson, to close.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Chair, members, for your attention, and thanks for the rundown of the spending and the changes to the spending in the bill as well. Again, this was a compromise effort by both parties. It's a good bill, and we will be looking forward to seeing any amendments that may come before Wednesday's meeting. But again, I want to thank everybody for their support, and also thank you, Mr. Chair, too. We worked pretty well together, and didn't really know what to expect, you know, coming into a new situation like this with co-chairs to all of these committees. But it was kind of like a conference committee, and I think our bill turned out well. So thank you.
Thank you. We are adjourned.